Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah.
Well, all right. Hello, urban CEOs. This is Taria Vision of Font, and I am thrilled. Oh my goodness, I am so grateful. I am so happy. Today is just another wonderful day that we can impact somebody's life. It is actually Friday, March the 22nd. Y'all, we are finishing up almost the first quarter of the year. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that we are almost towards the end of the first quarter of the year. It has gone by so fast. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm just looking forward to the next quarter. I'm looking forward to the next half. I'm looking forward to all the blessings and abundance that's upon us. And guys, I just pray that everybody is staying focused forward on what your goals are for the year, and you're not giving up on those goals. And so, again, everybody, welcome. Pumped up and excited again to be here. Hey, do me a favor. If you're joining us, make sure that you go over to jointheurbanceogroup.com. Join the urbanceogroup.com. And you want to let us know that you're on the line by simply including your name, city and state. You can include your picture, your flyer, what it is that you do, and include the hashtag urbanceogroup. CEO radio show. Okay, so make sure to include the hashtag Urban CEO radio show. I have a lot of announcements coming up, guys. I've got a lot of things to share with you. All I can tell you is, guys, we've got some really great things that are taking place. I am so grateful. I just got off the line with who is going to be our brand new president of the Urban CEO Network. And we've been interviewing so many other people that have raised their hands to be a part of this incredible board. We've got people that are going to be joining our marketing team. We've got people who are going to be joining our radio show as far as hosts. We've got people that are going to be joining our media team and all types of stuff. And so, guys, I can tell you that this is an exciting time for the Urban CEO movement. And for those of you, this is your first time ever joining us, let me tell you a little bit about what Urban CEO is all about. Urban actually stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, non-conforming. And the reason why an organization like this is needed is because we have many of our young kings, our young queens, our young sisters, young brothers out there, guys, and it's not about race, it's about being a part of community, that are out here, and they need to be able to see women and men like us that are out here doing business, and doing business the right way, but doing it our way. You know, guys, I want us to be able to show people in all communities, as we were just having a conversation about being able to co-switch, right? And that means being able to be in any environment and adapt. Many of us, when we come from the urban community, we feel that from, you know, where we come from and the way that we talk and the way that we are, that we cannot be in different environments. And I'm just one who believes that wherever it is you are is where you're supposed to be. And so if you get placed into an environment where you're around millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires, you're supposed to be there. You shouldn't be ashamed of where you've come from. You shouldn't be ashamed of maybe your dialect ain't the best. You got to work on that, whatever it may be. You shouldn't be ashamed of any of that. You should be able to be comfortable to be who you are, to be in your space, to still grow. We've got major things coming up for the Urban CEO Network, okay? And so I just want you guys to understand what is taking place. Again, Urban stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. So again, if you're just joining us, make sure you go over to jointheurbanceogroup.com. Jointheurbanceogroup.com. Now, as a little bit of a little heads up, we are still looking for additional people who want to be co-hosts with us, okay? So we're going to be expanding this radio show, as a matter of fact, okay? So if you've got any experience with co-hosting any kind of a radio show, if you've ever done it, if you've ever done your own, right, I definitely want you to send us an email to info at urbanceogroup.com. urbanceonetwork.com. info@urbanceonetwork.com. We want you to be upbeat. We want you to be excited. We want you to be able to transform your listeners, okay? And so if you're interested in learning more about being one of our incredible co-hosts, we're going to be looking for several different co-hosts, men and women, to be a part of this. And, you know, it's an opportunity for all of us to be able to get additional exposure. You want to go ahead and send your email to info@urbanceonetwork.com. All right. Now, don't forget to go over to jointheurbanceogroup.com and let us know that you're on the line. Include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. We have Kit and Kat Gray on the line from Chicago. Hello, darling. We have Cornisha on the line from Houston, Texas. She says she's feeling the spring vibe, and you are looking beautiful. I love those glasses, darling. Yes, those are definitely springtime ready. Again, if you're joining us and you want to be shouted out, if you've got a business, if you are doing anything new, you have events, make sure you go over to the Urban CEO Group. Now, also, I want to announce some events that are coming up. We have today, right here today, what I think is taking place right now, it is the Atlanta chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. It is the Wake Up virtual book signing event, the Wake Up Winning No Matter What event, and this is taking place March the 22nd. It is actually going on right now. I think so. It says March 22nd. To the 23rd, and this is one of the co-authors, Tiasha Janae. She actually was one of the co-authors of a collaboration book that our company, Show Your Success, did, and she is going to be doing an event. So I see we have people that are going to be attending that event, super excited, in Atlanta, Georgia, darling. Yes, ma'am. We have the Valentine's Day cruise as well taking place right now, and it's going to Nassau, Bahamas. But if you want to know more about Valentine's, I'm sorry, it's called the Valentine's Cruise. If you want to know more about any additional cruises, make sure that you do reach out to DeShonda Jennings, okay? DeShonda Jennings, she is listed on the events tab as well. We have the Gray Era Amazon Boot Camp taking place in Hammond, Indiana. Hammond, Indiana, and this is on April the 13th. If you guys want to learn about making money on Amazon and you are within 2 to 3 hours of Indiana, you want to make sure you get out there to that event. Also, on June the 14th, 2019, we have Business Success. It's More Than Dreams and Schemes. I love that title, Rhonda. Rhonda always comes up with those really catchy titles. And this is going to be in Marietta, Georgia. And so if you are in business, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to come and network with some of the best, you need to make sure that you go to that event, all right? And then finally, we have the Stay and Pray Retreat in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and that is going to be April 2020. You want to make sure that you check that out as well. And if you want to know about any of these events that we have mentioned, any future events, if you want to post your events, all you've got to go to is go over to the events tab in the Facebook group as of right now. Now, we've got some major things that are coming up, guys, some major launches, some major opportunities, and I just want you guys to be prepared for what is to come. Now, very soon, tickets are about to go on sale, okay? Very soon, tickets are about to go on sale. There's two major events that are taking place in June. On June the 22nd, okay, we're going to have some of our urban CEOs, all right? Some of our urban CEOs are going to be a part of the Life of an Entrepreneur book launch, okay? So there will be some people who will be coming in town. And June 22nd in Houston, Texas, we have the Life of an Entrepreneur book launch. But most importantly, on June the 23rd, everybody write this down, okay? Everybody write this down. June the 23rd, we are going to be having the official Urban CEO lunch launch. The official Urban CEO lunch launch. You do not want to miss this. There's going to be 200 seats available. People are going to be traveling in from all over the country. Now, I know some people say, so I should fly into Houston just for a lunch? You better believe it, because there's so much that's going to be taking place, guys. I want you to understand. And so what you should do is just come in for the weekend. Come in on Saturday morning so that you can attend the book launch and then leave on Sunday night, okay? And so the official Urban CEO lunch launch is taking place June the 23rd, 200 seats. You're going to get a chance to meet all the official board members. You're going to get a chance to meet all the official executive team, and that is many of the people that we've been interviewing are going to be a part of the executive team. You're going to get a chance to be a part of what I know is going to be one of the biggest movements ever seen in our community. Now, let me just give you an idea of what I see us being able to do. As urban CEOs, and this is something that is just, you know, honestly, guys, it's been a long time coming, okay? It's been a long time coming, and I believe that, you know, everybody that makes a decision to jump on board, you're going to be able to be a part of something that's going to be talked about by the masses, okay? One of the things that I want us to be able to do as urban CEOs, we're going to have a major event, okay? There's going to be a pitch event, guys, where you as an urban CEO will have the opportunity to pitch your business, okay? You'll have the opportunity to pitch your business in front of hundreds of other urban CEOs. Now, when you pitch your opportunity, what you're trying to win is the chance to be a part of our major launches. See, this is what I see. I see other communities doing this all the time. Other communities, they all get together and they help to launch everybody's product. But see, not only are they helping to launch everybody's product, but at the same time, guess what? Everybody wins. Everybody makes money. Everybody profits. Some of us, we might not even have a product or a service, right? But we're looking for a way to be a part of a major movement. Well, this is the opportunity, guys, of just one of the things that we're going to be doing. We're going to have an international conference that's going to take place every single year as well. It's going to be a three-day event with a black tie gala, as well as the opportunity to meet some of the top influencers that are affecting our urban community. We're also going to have our urban community outreach program where we're going to reach back to kids in the urban community, showing them other opportunities outside of being an Instagram model, no disrespect, outside of being, you know, in the streets, outside of just only having dreams of doing something where one in a million have an opportunity to succeed in. See, I've been looking what's going on in the world right now, and they're saying that they're so, when you ask most children today, what are their dreams and goals? Their dreams and goals are to be famous. Their dreams and goals are to be famous, guys. And there's so many opportunities out here that many of our youth don't know about. And so we want to be able to reach back to our community to show them different ideas. Think about it, ladies and gents. If somebody was able to come into your community when you first got started as an entrepreneur, when you first were learning about entrepreneurship, imagine what would have happened in your life when you were a child if somebody came and showed you. And so we want to be able to do so many different things with the Urban CEO Network, and it's going to be huge. Now, if you want to support this movement and get started with us at the beginning, the first thing you want to do, guys, is go over to urbanceonetwork.com and purchase your T-shirt, okay? urbanceonetwork.com and purchase your T-shirt. However, it's one thing to purchase the shirt, but you got to rock the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys out there, y'all rock this T-shirt, honey. You want people to be like, what is that about? Now, we also have a T-shirt and we have a baseball cap. And these are limited supply, okay? The baseball caps are limited supply. And so if you want your baseball cap, ladies, if you know you want to just wear your hair wrapped up and throw on a cap, Urban CEO has you all covered. Fellas, if you like your hat, go to urbanceonetwork.com and purchase your shirt. But then you got to rock it. You got to let people know that you are unapologetic, that you are real, that you are bold, that you are action-oriented and non-conforming. Shout out to Janice Parker O'Hara. I hope I said O'Hara out of Buckingham, Virginia. She's in the house. Hey, girl, I see you. And so, again, if you want to get a shout out, make sure you go over to join the Urban CEO group and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. So make sure you go over there to get your T-shirts, guys. T-shirts are being shipped out every single day. So go get your T-shirts so that you can be a part of this movement. Now, today, just so that y'all know, we do not have a VIP guest of the day, okay? Because I wanted to make sure that we had enough time to really go over what I want y'all to see as far as the future, okay? I want y'all to visualize where we're going with this. Our goal is to have over 50,000 members, all right? And there's going to be different tiers of membership, okay? There will be different tiers of membership, different opportunities. We want to be able to create a community of people that are learning how to grow their businesses, a community of people that are connecting and networking together, a community of people where we're going back and serving within our communities and helping raise up superstars out of our communities. And so there's going to be different tiers of membership. And I'm just excited, y'all. I've had a chance to interview several individuals who are going to be a part of our boards, whether it is our executive team or our advisory board. And all I can tell you is we've got the sharpest of the sharpest. We've got the sharpest of the sharpest ladies and gents that are going to be joining us in this movement. And so make sure, if you haven't already done so, make sure, guys, that you definitely plug in. Make sure that you stay connected. Make sure that you stay connected through the Facebook group. Introduce yourself. Get to know other people that are there, okay? Now, if anybody does have any breakthroughs, after we get ready sharing our quotes of the day, we're going to have some people to share any kind of breakthroughs that you've had. And a breakthrough, just to give you an example of what a breakthrough is a breakthrough is anything that has happened within your business, anything that has happened within your life. I'll give you an example of a breakthrough. In fact, I'm going to read it because this is a fellow urban CEO that was out here doing some great things. Hold on, I got to pull it up on my phone. All right, so here's an example of one. Danny McGee, she says, good morning, family. She's like, this is an appreciation post. I'm so thankful for the value that we're getting added to our lives. Yesterday, I was chosen for a speaking engagement in Philly because I'm an author. And she says, having a book has given me a leg up, and I'm so grateful for the opportunities being an author and that have been provided to me. And so that's an example right there of a breakthrough. And whether it's in your life, whether it's in your business, I want you to share what those breakthroughs are, and you're going to press the number one. And the reason why this is such an important part of our radio show is because a lot of times, yes, we're going to get a chance to hear from people who are killing it right now in their own space, right? We're going to have many VIP guests that you guys are going to be able to meet, from millionaires to, you know, super high achievers, all types of stuff. But also we want to make sure that we can connect with people who are out here with us, right, who are maybe getting started with us. Maybe you had some down days and you were able to pull through. And there were some times where, you know, certain setbacks happened, but you were able to set that up for your comeback. And so we want to be able to have those people to share and talk about what it is that they were able to overcome. So if you want to share your breakthrough, go ahead and press the number one on your keypad, and we will bring you up in a minute. But first and foremost, I want to go ahead and bring on, we have our first person that's going to share the quote of the day. And this young lady is out of Chicago, Illinois, and her name is Kitten Cat Gray. So, Kitten, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show, darling. What is your quote of the day?
Good morning, Urban CEOs. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am so excited to be here. I'm on the line, as well as to be able to bring you guys the quote of the day. I am, I think, 3 hours behind you, Taria, but I'm working it out. I stepped out of my session so I could be here for you guys. Did not get on Monday. So sorry, was traveling. But here I am. I want you guys to learn to be happy. Just be so happy that when others look at you, they become happy too. This is something that I practice on a regular, like every day I try to find something to be so happy about that I wear it in my movements, in my smile, because this energy is contagious. And I'm here at this event. I do have a breakthrough, but should I share my breakthrough right now?
Yes, darling. Go ahead and share your breakthrough because I know you got to get back to the captain. I know y'all out there working. So please.
Right. He in the class. So, look, guys, I did not know that I was going to be a travel professional. I promise you. I started out with Taria Vision Avant, just writing a book, Rock the Rap 101, which has opened up a lot of opportunities for me. But you got to be willing to go into the next phase of entrepreneurship all the time. Don't be scared, because like I'm not going to say don't be scared, but I'm going to say just do it. Because of Taria, I followed her to Africa. Now I'm taking women to Africa. But in my frustration for information, my husband and I decided that it's best that I even be in the travel industry, since God has commissioned me to take people to Africa for the next 10 years. So I'm here honing my craft, information overload, but guys, guess what? Just do it. Do all that you can while you can. That's what I'm saying. Do all that you can while you can. Do it scared. Just the whole trajectory of what you thought you were, like, I never thought I would be doing this, but I'm doing it now. Like, the opportunity came and I just jumped on it. So jump on your opportunities. That's my breakthrough.
Absolutely, Kitten. Thank you so much. And tell the captain I said hello. You know, I'm going to tell you, I've had an opportunity to be connected to Kitten and the entire family, the entire Gray family. And I'm just really grateful for just to be able to see what it is that they're doing. They keep me extremely motivated. And one thing I will tell you about Kitten, when she says do it happy and wake up happy, she really lives by that, y'all. Her energy is just always so contagious. It's always so positive. It's almost to the point where I've never even seen, like, a lot of times she's like, I didn't even realize people were this, like, not happy, right? Because she's just always so happy. And the good thing about that is that she does push that on to other people. But most importantly, I'm seeing how this family is just transitioning into a millionaire family. I mean, when I say building multiple streams of income, because the average millionaire has at least 7 streams of income. Not only do they do Amazon, but now they're teaching people how to do Amazon. Not only are they teaching people to do Amazon, but now she's doing trips out the country. Not only is she doing trips out the country, but she's going to become an agent. Not only do they do that, but they also do Rock the Rap and sell jewelry. And so this is a family of entrepreneurs, musicians, artists. I know her son, Too Bad Gray, right, my boy, Amir, he is a tuba player, and he's traveling all over the world. And then Atia is an artist, and she draws these beautiful paintings. And so when I tell you that what they're doing is just amazing, and so you got to stay connected to people like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay connected to people who are empowering and growing. And so, guys, if I can give you one little tip right here, it's find some people who are progressing forward. Find some people who are motivated. Find some people who are doing stuff that maybe you've never done, right? Maybe stuff you never even thought about doing. You might have never thought about doing any of this stuff, and get connected to them, because the best way to be motivated is to be around motivated people. And so that's one important tip, guys. Find events that you can go to. That's why you need to be at the Urban CEO Lunch Launch. Like, you need to be there. You need to be there January the 20th. Just go ahead and get your tickets to Houston, Texas. Get your ticket from June the 22nd, get it first thing to come in the morning, and then leave out that evening on June the 23rd. We'll get you a late night flight, just come in on the weekend. And I mean, all I can tell you guys, it's going to be hot. So, you know, it's June. So make sure, you know, ladies, you're going to have your sandals, fellas, flip-flops. We're going to be real cute and fly. But at the same time, guys, we're going to be around people who are motivated to progress forward, motivated to help other people. And one thing I'm going to tell you that is a big mission of mine, and I think as an entrepreneur, I was talking to one of our team members, our board members today, and she was saying, I don't believe you're an entrepreneur if you're not helping other people to get on. And I believe that. And I believe that no person shall be left behind. Who made up that slogan? No person left behind, right? I think as entrepreneurs, as CEOs, guys, we need to make sure that if we're out here winning in our space, that we're also putting other people on. I see a lot of people in the urban community that are winning, and they're out here with opinions, and they're out here building influence and following, but they're not putting other people on. And so that's what we need to do. We need to put other people on. We need to change other perspectives. We need to give ideas, because everybody may not be great on, you know, as a speaker. Everybody may not be great doing, you know, this type of business. But if we all have different people that are coming into this space and showing us different opportunities and showing us different ways and realizing that there are billions of people on this earth and that we can all win together. Woo! Guys, all it starts with, it just starts with us. All it is just starting with us, and we can expand this to millions of people. I see it. I'm not an exclusive person. I'm inclusive, okay? I'm inclusive. We can all do this together. All right, I want to bring on another one of our urban CEOs who's going to share her quote of the day, and she is live from South Carolina, none other than Miss Seneca James. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. What's crackin', love?
Good stuff. Good stuff. How y'all doing? Good stuff. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, what I'm hearing and everything. And that brings us to our next quote of the day, because I've been going through a situation with one of my companies for, you know, some time now. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in investing in the wrong things. And sometimes we spend too much time investing in the wrong people and neglecting ourselves and not investing in the right people. So I got this quote of the day from The Law of Attraction 1 via Instagram. And it says, "May you have the courage to break the patterns in your life that are no longer serving you." So when it becomes a headache, that's not serving you. When it becomes stressful, is not serving you. Anything that, you know, is protecting your inner peace is not serving you any justice. So let's just make sure we invest in the right things, the right people, and, you know, help each other. Don't let greed take over. You know, just help each other. We're supposed to be out here to help one another. It's no one person knows everything. You know what I'm saying? So we all need some type of help. We all need some type of knowledge. Someone has a piece of information that I may not know. Someone has a piece of information that Ms. Taria may not know. So we all are supposed to be in this together. So let's make it the best. Let's invest in you. Let's invest in the right people and build businesses together and not be selfish.
Absolutely. I love it, Seneca. Yeah, man, let's not be selfish, honey. We can all win together. And you know what? I think sometimes because a lot of us, the culture that we do come from, you know, it is a culture that we're raised into where, you know, it is a, you know, they say doggy dog world, or, you know, you got to be number one, or, you know, there's a, whatever. It's certain mentalities that are learned, right? Fortunately. There are certain mentalities that are learned. And I think in order for us to change that mindset, it has to be addressed. And that's what we're going to do here. In the Urban CEO, we're going to change those mindsets. We're going to change it so that within our community, we don't feel like if one person is winning, then nobody else can win, because that ain't the damn truth. That's not the truth. The truth is that if one person is winning, that means many can win, because he will not do for one, well, he won't do for all. And so we need to know that and be comfortable in the space to know that we can all win together. Now, I'm a big believer, though, that you got to stay focused on what your calling has been. I did a post about this the other day, and I think some people got it misconstrued. I think a lot of times what we do too as well, guys, in the urban community is we're too focused on what our person on our left and on our right is doing, right? We look at what they're doing, and we look at what the success they're having, and we say, you know what, I'm going to jump on board and do what they're doing. Now, I don't never have a problem with that, because I think every single one of us have opportunities out here. But another tip, if I can give to you, is you've got to make sure that you stay focused on your calling, whatever that may be. There's no real calling right now that's new, okay? I want you to understand, everything is something that somebody's already done. And so when some people get upset because, oh, now they want to do what I'm doing, you got to get over that. But the truth is this, is if this is not something that you're passionate about, if this is something that's not purpose-driven, you'll get burnt out. And so if you don't want to be burnt out as a CEO, make sure you're doing something that even if you did not get paid to do it, you would do it. Because that's how you wake up in the morning. Like, I've literally been up since 4 a.m. this morning. I woke up in the middle of my sleep. Woke up in the middle of my sleep, y'all, with an idea. idea. I have a habit of buying a whole lot of domains. I don't know if anybody else does that, but if you ever think of domains, like a really catchy domain or something, you should go buy it. And so I had an idea because I've been getting compliments on this certain item that I purchased, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, wow, I've got an idea. And I woke up and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because it's something I'm passionate about. It's something I love to do. It's something I love to buy. And so it's now something that I know I can make as an opportunity, another stream of income. I want you guys to find things that you're passionate about. I want you to find things that just keep you up at night. And those are the things that you're called to do, and you got to push forward. Now you got to get around people who are doing just that. Don't just look for someone who's having success and you're joining them just because they're having success. Look for people who are having success in the space that you are passionate about. Let me shout out Ayana, a.k.a. Jindai, who's in Houston, Texas. She's in town for the It's Not That Easy book launch that's taking place on Saturday, March the 23rd. That is tomorrow. For those of you guys listening live, I will be in the place. It's a book on mental health, and I think in our community it's definitely another conversation we need to talk about. So shout out to Jindai. Also known as Ayana Stafford, who's here in Houston, Texas. Kitten Cat Gray says she's going to be in the house in June at the Urban CEO Lunch Launch. Awesome. Cornisha says, do what you can while you can. Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, if anybody wants to share any breakthroughs, guys, again, you got a little bit more time before we get ready to finish this call off. You got to press number one on your keypad. And if not, we'll wait for next week, guys. I don't mind. I know some of y'all have been hesitating to push that number one, and it's okay? Just know that you're in a safe place, guys. Everybody is welcome. Everybody, we want you to come and share. We want to hear from everyone. We want you all to share your breakthroughs, okay, whatever those breakthroughs may be. But, guys, again, make sure that you go over to UrbanCEONetwork.com. UrbanCEONetwork.com. This movement is going to be huge, okay? This movement is going to be huge. I'm telling you right now, I see the vision. Y'all know me. Y'all know as soon as I see something, I like to run with it. But there's one thing about running with something, and then there's a thing about staying focused. And if it's one thing I've learned how to do over the years, guys, is I've learned how to focus. And focus stands for follow one course until successful. And we will not stop until we have more urban CEOs that are building 6- and 7-figure businesses. That's the movement. That's the goal. We want people to know who we are and be able to stand proud when we share with people that we are urban CEOs. Okay, we have somebody that wants to share their breakthrough, and the last four of their number is 1465. 1465, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, Trey. This is Tina Serrano, the marriage CEO of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, darling. How are you doing today? Please go ahead and share your breakthrough.
I am doing very well. So today I got notification that a book that my husband and I have been working on for the last year and 6 months is finally going to print this week. Super excited that the marriage edition is finally going to print. Finally got that baby out.
Yes, honey. You know I'm over here snapping my fingers, rolling my head. I'm so excited for you guys. You know, I believe everybody should write at least one book, but you should write a book to write another book. But congratulations. First of all, 97% of most people who want to write a book, they never will. So the fact that you guys have it going to print, that is so exciting. And the fact that you guys stay determined and focused for over a year and a half to get it done, I am so extremely excited for y'all. And make sure to post the link, okay, so that we can go and purchase our copy of your book. I'm going to make sure to purchase me a copy because I love supporting fellow entrepreneurs. Make sure that you do post a link of your book in the Urban CEO group so we can actually get a copy of that. But that is so dope. That is so exciting. Yes, honey. And y'all better make sure y'all go on to get that book. You know we need to know about having better relationships within our communities, honey. I know me, I'm trying to get married, child. I'm trying to have me a testimonial, child, next year. Let y'all know how I got that ring, honey. Put a ring on it. But anyways, let's bring on another one of our Urban CEOs. The last four of your number is 966. 960. The last four is 9660. You are now live on the Urban CEO radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is Jindai.
Jindai's in the house. Hey, darling, go ahead and please share your breakthrough.
Well, first, I want to give all glory and honor to God, because without him, I would be nothing. But I'm just really grateful because I, too, had written a children's book been about a year ago with Christian Faith Publishing that got picked up, and it's finally going to print, and then they're going to start working on my trauma workbook that they picked up for a contract. So I'm super excited about that. I'm so excited to meet everybody tonight for the dinner, for the book launch, and I'm just, I'm pumped. I'm so happy that God made a way for me to get here.
Oh, praise God. Definitely, Jindai. I'm so grateful that God made a way for you to get here, too, so that I can give you a big old hug, honey. It's definitely overdue in time. But congratulations on your book as well and the workbook. Y'all, that's another little tip. All my authors out there, you need to create a workbook to go with your book. And your workbook should actually cost more than your book. People pay $40, $50 for workbooks, journals, things of that nature. So create you a workbook that you can have in conjunction with your book so that now you can have a package deal for your book and your workbook. And, of course, then you're going to create a course, you know. That's the next step. You got to create a course, an online program, and all that stuff. But, Jindai, congratulations. Congratulations to all of my authorpreneurs out there, guys. I want y'all to understand that, you know, I believe that if you are an entrepreneur, a CEO, a business owner, you should definitely write a book so that you can build multiple streams to grow your business. And that is definitely something that we do with my personal company. But as an urban CEO, it's a huge deal. And I want to be able to highlight more of our entrepreneurs that are urban CEOs as well. So, you know, we'll be working on those things, too, so that we can get you in front of the people who need what it is that you have. Well, guys, you know what? It has been a privilege and a pleasure. A privilege and a pleasure. I appreciate you guys so much for sharing your breakthroughs. I appreciate our quotes of the day. I appreciate you for listening in every single week, every Monday and Friday. But I'm telling you this, we're working on it so that we can have a show every single day. We're working on it so that you can have something to plug into every single day. Yes, honey, we're working on it. And so for those of you who know that, you know, you want to be a host, a co-host, or things of that nature, you can bring the energy, you can bring the fire. Make sure that you send your email to info@UrbanCEONetwork. And also to those of you who are going to be on the board, congratulations. I'll be letting everybody know this, Friday today. You'll know by the end of this weekend what's going to be taking place and when we're going to have our first official meeting. But it's a privilege and a pleasure, y'all. I just thank y'all for just seeing this vision. I thank y'all for believing in this vision. This has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with us. This ain't a me. This is not an exclusive opportunity. This is an inclusive opportunity. All of us have the same equal opportunity to be a part of this movement, and I'm just grateful that you guys see enough in the vision that God gave us so that you would want to be a part of this movement. So I'll see you guys next week on Monday. Don't forget, same place, same time, Monday. Make sure you join us, okay? Don't miss it now. Don't miss it. And I look forward to talking to each and every one of you then. Remember, guys, vision is our thing that's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left. Don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And darling, at the end of the day, all with you.